Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. Hello, hello, hello. Yes, it is midnight. It's 12:30 at night on a Thursday morning, rather, should I say. Happy early Thursday. But anywho, like I said, I'm going to start being obedient and get on up and do whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing. So, It's a New Day is the name of our show today. And I'm hoping everyone is working towards their vision, their dream. This is the 9th of February, 2023. What have you done with the purpose God has given to you? Okay? What are you doing? Have you stopped? Did you quit losing weight? You know, maybe doing something different, praying more, reading your Bible more, getting to work on time, getting to church on time, being involved in some type of community event or activity. Like, what did you promise yourself that you were going to do differently that you just not doing? Huh? Can you answer that for me? I just don't know. Well, we're just wanting you to understand that is not an easy task, all right? So we're going to get it on going because this is only a 15-minute show and we're already 5 minutes in. So start with the thing that scares you the most and work on that, okay? What's the one thing or something that stops you from continuing your vision that you've seen or a plan that you know God has given you? What's that one something that scares you? Is it the computer, the phone, writing down some things, putting things pen to paper because it becomes real, saying, or maybe you're not a person that can speak. You don't feel your, like Moses was it Moses? He stuttered. And so there's all types of things that would keep you from doing the thing that you'd want to do because it scares you the most. So did you get high yet? Did your purpose, your plan get hijacked? You know, tell me. I need to hear from y'all because, you know, sometimes y'all get quiet and y'all don't want to talk to me, but it's all good and it's all great. But I just want to know, these are some things that I'm asking of you today. And what I mean is with talking about building your greater with webinars and events, okay, sharing your journey with people and helping them to grow as they see your growth. So has your purpose been hijacked by fear? Fear is an acronym. Y'all know I love them. F is for failure. You know, maybe you're afraid of failure. Maybe you don't want to get out there. You don't want to try because you don't want to fail. Well, you're failing. You won't fail until you try. And to me, it's not a fail because you did something. The effort. Put the effort in, okay? Are you failing because you don't want to do the work? You don't want to put forth the effort to create or do something new, something different, okay? Sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it's going to work for you, okay? Actually, it makes more sense. It makes no sense to keep doing something that you did for the last 10 years and it didn't work for you, but you want to keep doing that something when you know that there is that something that you need to do that you're afraid of. So maybe the one thing that takes you to your next level, your next place, is that something that's holding you back? You're waiting on that success and you just won't do what you got to do to get there, okay? Failure, effort, acceptance, rest, or reset. That's where we are with the fear. So prep, then step, okay? So attendance, show up. Show up for you. You know, just like we say, time. I ain't got time. I ain't got no time. You know, that's something that, you know, all of us got the same amount of. There is no somebody richer or poorer than when it comes to time. Everybody got the same time in a day, okay, 24 hours. It's the same time. It's the same. So what you do and how you manage or take care of that time, it's on you. So are you going to work on something that's going to take you to that next level? Yeah, you by yourself and ain't nobody going with you. Don't nobody see it. Folks calling you crazy. You are running out of money. People don't want to give you no money to help you get your business, but they'll give you money to go on a trip or give you some money to buy some clothes or something. But, you know, to see a vision, if 100 people were to give you $100, you would really be able to launch your own business. I'm just telling you where that is, okay? So think about that, okay? Are you afraid to ask? Are you afraid to ask for that help? Are you afraid to ask for funding? And, you know, we do these cause organizations, and these organizations have no problem calling people, asking them for money for what they need, because the needs are usually 5 digits. You know, they need money. Well, it's the same thing when you're getting ready to start your business. You need money. And some people just don't have it. You can't borrow it because you're already extended, and they're like, well, you know, where are you supposed to get this money from? This is not going to work for you. Nowadays, you know, people are trying to do these home businesses and jumping into home-based business, and you have no skill. You have no training. Take the time to get you some extra skills and some training, you guys. Don't be afraid of that, okay? Prep, then step. It's just where it is, and it's not hard. Before starting another project, drawing up a different solid plan, you need to have that. Get it laid out. God says write the vision and make it plain, because the vision is your direction, okay? Prepare before you launch, and then don't be afraid to take that first step. Okay, reach for the next big goal. Follow the 10-80-10 rule. Y'all have ever heard of that? If you haven't, that's for another show, because like I said, we're short on time. But I'm just saying, look it up. Read it. YouTube it. Somebody read it. So take a listen to that and then get ready to prepare for your next level, okay? Don't be afraid to move forward. So I'm just allowing y'all an opportunity to be able to build to your next, okay? We're talking about it. We're being real. We're keeping it real day. We're creating those greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. We're here every single day. Those of you who want to have your friends call in, give them the same number you did. You called in. That live audio number is 563-999-3670. And let's talk about this stuff, y'all. Let's start getting some of these visions rolling. I've been doing this since 2013, and I've gone through, and I'm trying to delete some of my older shows. But, y'all, it's a lot of meat on those bones. Y'all better go grab them while they're free. Just saying. I'm about creating some packages and make some folks pay for this information. But it a lot of it is a breakdown of something that some people have been trying to figure out for years. Okay, it's very simple. A lot of things are just you making the time to get it done. Okay, learning a new skill set for yourself. Taking your own business to the next level instead of looking for somebody to do it for you. Sometimes you got to be everything for your business in the beginning. You're the housekeeper, the bookkeeper. You're doing the presentations. You're doing the PowerPoints. You're explaining to people. You're training people. Like, you're doing everything, okay? You're failing at everything so far because there's no one stepping up to want to do the work with you because they're looking at you like that's just too much. But what they don't understand or realize is it wouldn't be too much if I had individuals running with me, if my homies, my friends, my family would just get on board with me and do what you can do, your best something, that can take that off my plate. That's where that is. You know, come on, y'all. This is Black History Month, and I just didn't really want to do a show. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Y'all know we real here. I'm telling the truth. I just get tired of getting on here encouraging our people to do something. And the real truth is you're scared. You're scared, and your purpose has been hijacked by fear. You're afraid of failure. You don't want to put in the effort. You won't show up. And then you won't hit that reset button when all of the other things don't work out for you. Okay? Keep going. Keep pushing. Get you some rest. And then let's go. Don't go to sleep and sleep all day and all night, every day and every night. get up, dust yourself off. It's okay to get you a nap in or take you maybe your weekend, get it done. But come Monday, get up and get to work just like you do your job. Put all that effort in just like you prepping for a vacation. Get up and prep because now you got prep for going to these airports and stuff. Yeah, make sure you don't leave your ticket. You got to make sure you own the computer getting your ticket. Like you can place your orders for all of this other stuff, but you can't get a system, a follower system, and put it in place for you to build your own, okay? And it's okay to start with home-based business. Just make sure it's legit. That's do your homework. Do the research. Do your homework with it. And you see companies that have been around 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years, because there are some out there, 40 years even. Then you already know that the foundation has been laid. All you got to do is see if there's a need in your community and your circle for that something. Then see if you can get aboard with some two or three of your homies and say, look here, this is what we do. We always borrow $5, $10 from each other. How about we just try to work this thing and get $5, $10 a month at a time? That's how you do that. And as you guys grow, you begin to speak better, clearer, understand how the business works, and people will begin to see a change in you. And so what if some of your friends walk away? It's okay, because you're getting ready to move into a whole new audience of people, and some of your friends just can't go because they don't know how to act. Just be real. They don't know how to act. It's not even a matter of them being able to speak correctly. It's action. Like, come on, y'all. We got to learn how to do better. And when you learn to do better, we become stronger and we become more unified. I am so tired of seeing us beat each other up and pulling each other down because we don't want somebody to beat us to the top, but yet you don't want to do the work. That person's doing the work, so don't hold them back. I'm Madeline, So Real with Madeline, keeping it real daily. Don't get paralyzed by your fear. Failure, make the effort, show up, and get your rest and reset, and let's go. Okay? Madeline Bass, y'all have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you next time. May God bless you, and he keep you. Keep it moving.